Hello.
What are you doing calling me?
You know my boyfriend is your best friend, and you keep calling me at home. Did Terry tell you he was having to drive down to his old office tonight? And I guess it was actually your office too. He's convinced he left some papers down there he needs for something like his taxes, I think.
I know you want me to, Sean, but you know I can't. I know I'd get in trouble. You want to do what we did that night, right? And what we did far too many other nights because I did not know how to tell you to stop calling me. Look, the first night I did this, I told you I was drunk. It shouldn't have happened.
I can't. But you are going to get us caught.
I can't. Look, I may miss your voice too, and I even admit the way you made me feel so naughty.
No, I didn't say there haven't been times I didn't think about what that would be like. Oh my God, what? You go from normal talk to getting naughty really quick, don't you?
You know what it does to me when you start talking like that.
I'm not wearing anything special. I've got on a pair of leggings, and I have on a tank top that comes down just above my belly button. I've got some really cute pink socks up on to keep my feet warm. And how many times have I caught you staring at my little bubble butt? I thought Kathy was gonna see you because you were doing everything but drooling by the pool today. I tell you things your girlfriend wouldn't dream of telling you, would she?
Don't make me answer that.
Before I answer, let me just say I bet my face is beet red. Okay, so yes, I've thought about what it would be like for you to take me to bed.
I don't know why I let this happen, but just a second, let me get undressed. Yeah, I'm rolling my leggings down now. I'm gonna leave on my cute pink socks so my tootsies don't get cold. I think I'll crawl under the covers.
Baby.
Wait just a second.
Could you not hear me downstairs hollering for you?
Oh, I was asleep, baby.
You're still not feeling any better?
No, I'm not feeling any better.
Bless your heart. You want me to sit up with you?
You're just going to sleep, and if I wake up later and feel better, I'll come get in bed and snuggle with you.
I will look. If you get to feeling better, buzz me down in my office. I'll probably work the rest of the night down there. I gotta get these taxes done. I'm late getting them out. So, buzz me if you get feeling better, and I'll come up and cuddle you. I love you, night night.
Oh my God, if he had just stood at the door and listened, he'd probably be calling your girlfriend right now after he threw me out. This is so dangerous. Maybe that's why I love it so much and why I can't resist this. I know you love that feeling. You're naughty just like I am. So you were telling me about stroking your cock. Are you still doing that? I love that. Oh my God. My little pussy is already soaking wet. I have my hand inside my panties. Yes, I have had the whole time. Okay, let me slide my panties off and they're so wet. After I came in from the pool today, I took a nice long bubble bath and shaved my legs and my pussy, and it makes me feel so sexy when I baby myself. I even admit playing with myself in my bath and thinking about you.
You did what?
You bought me a present today. What are you talking about? You put it in my room? No, it's okay. You came in my room, but where did you put it? Under my pillow. So it's under my pillow right now. I'm sort of scared to reach under my pillow. Nothing's going to bite me, is it? Hold on, let me see if I can find it. Okay, it looks like it's a black box, or there may not be enough light so that I can see. I'll just open it later when I'm alone. Do what? You think I should open it right now? Okay, just a second. Is this going to embarrass me? Just a second. Oh my goodness, Sean. Have you bought me this? I cannot believe you bought me a dildo. What if I had told you no about talking on the phone? Oh, you still would have let me have it. I thought the place in town that had these closed earlier this year. Well, don't worry how I knew that. So where did you get this? You ordered it? What? Tell me that one more time. So you bought a kit that told you how to make a mold out of your hard cock, and then you send the mold back to the company and they send you the dildo. Why are you going through all that trouble? Oh god, I know my face is red. No way. So this is an exact replica of your cock. An exact replica of your hard cock. My hand doesn't even fit all the way around this, so I mean, whoa, you have a really big cock. Wait a minute. So you put this under my pillow because I guess you want me to. Oh my god, I think I might get too embarrassed to use this to talking to you. No, I didn't say that I wouldn't. What's it made out of anyway? Because it sort of feels like real flesh. That's the best way to describe it. Whoa, I just noticed that. Yes, it does. So you're stroking yourself right now? So I'm stroking my gift, imagining that it's you. And you enjoy knowing that. I think I like this. How did you get me to this point? Didn't say I wasn't enjoying it. Yes, I'm still touching myself. Can I ask you something? So when you tell me you're thinking about me, that really, really does turn me on. Can't believe I'm gonna tell you this. Okay. I'm thinking about what it might feel like if I was stroking you right now. If I'd use one or two hands. And if you'd want my mouth to go a little lower. Would it feel good if I did that? So I know I'm asking a lot of questions, but is that okay? So, is your cock what they call cut or circumcised? I guess that's why my gift has this gorgeous mushroom head. I want you to take your cock out and stroke it and put some lube on it for me, so I can hear it better. I know I give you the best orgasms. You love my dirty little mouth, don't you? Admit it.
You can't keep from calling me now, can you? Yes, you have me so turned on. I want to push my finger inside of me. Because I want to get a couple of fingers really worth sliding them in and out of me. And maybe rubbing my clit a little bit. But I can't rub my clit very much right now. Because I'm so turned on. I think I would come instantly if I rubbed it very much. I want you to take your time with me and explore everything. Because I don't know if it'll happen again. Maybe that's why I let my fantasy about you go so far. But I think it's really because something about you has always turned me on. I would love to see how much of that cock I could get in my mouth after sucking it for probably 30 minutes. I wouldn't even ask. I'd just get on my knees and you'd see in my eyes what I wanted. I want you to come, Sean. And make your best friend's girlfriend come. Yes, and rubbing my pussy. Thinking about how hot it was when you had your tongue in my mouth. And remember how I bit your lip. You said that made your cock so hard. So you're not going to keep reminding me if I use my toy, are you? Because I sort of really, really want to right now because I want to try and make myself come using it. I still have it in my hand playing with it. You want me to do what? Can I imagine that it's your cock sliding in my mouth? You tell me when it's enough. Yes, I did. I just sort of made myself gag on it. I feel comfortable enough with him. I sometimes let him push my head down. Not all of you, but I could take most. I feel comfortable enough with him. I sometimes let him push my head down. Not all of you, but I could take most. But if you really match this toy, and if I was really turned on, I would probably let you go ahead and try to make me take the last inch if you were determined. Something else you talk about in your audios that really turns me on is when you talk about control. Because I would want you to control me. So talk to me like you have been. Can I ask you something about the audios I make for you? So when you write the audio scripts, who do you imagine is saying all that? Me? Am I talking to you in the audios? So when I make the audios, would you like knowing I imagine I'm talking to you? You have told me I fake orgasms incredibly. I don't really. I'm really coming in the audios. That's why they take so long sometimes. I read it all the way through, then I make it real in my mind. I'm pretty sure after tonight I'm gonna think about you fucking me a lot. Are you thinking about me effing you right now? What position would we be in? Oh my god, you'd be on top and our faces would be really, really close together. Tell me more. Oh my god, yeah. We would be telling each other how good it feels. I'm thinking about the head of your cock pressed against my pussy. Okay, so I imagine you would look into my eyes and you'd tell me, Brooke, I'm fixing to slide my cock inside you.
You think about me playing with my pussy. You do. Really? Yeah, I played with the toy a little bit. It feels really, really good when I get really, really wet. And even when I'm really, really wet, I still have to give it a good hard push to get it all the way in. I'm surprised you didn't hear me halfway scream fuck yes when I got it in earlier. Well, you're about 9 or 10 inches, so how much of my toy can I slide in me? I got about 9 inches inside because I told you I was gonna pretend it was you.
Oh my god, I'm playing with my pussy. I'm fixing to slide this big dildo inside me. Of course I'm imagining it's you. I'm so wet, but even the head of it, it's so big and I'm so little and I have to work just to get it in. I'm just gonna have to give it a push. Oh my god, I'll even try to resist you some, knowing that you're too strong for me. I want you to tell me when to push it in and how much. My heart's gonna start racing. I'm gonna spread my legs so that when you walk in the room, you know you can just walk over and mount me and slide inside my tight, warm, wet pussy. It's not as much that I want it, Sean. It's gotten to a point now that I need it. I need you to fuck me so bad. I know you like me laying here with my hand between my legs and looking up at you trying to look like Miss Innocent. I have my legs spread really wide right now. I'll reach down with one hand and spread my little pussy with two fingers. I'm gonna pull my fingers back to my mouth and smile at you as I softly suck on my fingers, tasting myself. You know how bad I want you, but I'll put on a show for you. What are you gonna do? Oh my god, you're gonna make me watch you pull that big hard cock out. I can't take possession of it immediately. You're being mean because, Sean, that's my cock. You know I love watching you stroking. Please tell me you'll learn over and at least let me lick those drops of pre-cum off my cock. I'll be thinking how bad I want you inside me. Oh my god, I'm fixing to slide my big dildo inside of me. I'm having to work the head in really slowly. What would you do even if I told you to be easy right now?
Oh, it really makes my pussy feel so good when I do that. Oh. Oh my god, yeah. Yeah.
Easy right now? God. Oh, yeah. Baby, push that deep inside. Oh my God, yes. Yeah. Oh God, yeah. Oh fuck, just like that. Oh my God, don't stop. Oh my God, yes. Oh, I can't even feel my legs shaking. Oh God. Huh. I can't make them stop. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh God. Yes, fuck me. Yes, make me come again. Oh my God. I feel like I've came a dozen times. I can't get. Oh, I cannot get enough. Oh, fuck you. Fuck me, baby. Yes. Oh, fuck no. You're gonna lose, Mr. I can go all night. Oh my God, I'm coming. Fuck yes. You keep going. Oh, till you come. Fuck yeah. Oh my God, yes. Yes. Oh my God. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Shit. Oh, that made my leg shake again. I don't remember the last time I came like that. No, you couldn't, did you? You could really hear me. Did you like hearing me knowing I was doing everything you said? That's why I told you not to come. I didn't know if once you came, if it would be over or not, and I knew I wanted a few more orgasms. Are you as turned on as I am? Like you, it sounded like you meant it, so I'm really comfortable with you now.